Kieran Leone is an Auckland councillor and a mayoral candidate committed to tackling youth homelessness in the Big Smoke by collaborating with community housing and poverty action groups, especially in light of reduced central government funding. Thanks for joining us once again, Kieran. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, kia ora.
How's the mayoral campaign going? I suppose every day is a campaign day for you, Kieran.
That's right. Every day is a campaign day. We're out right across Tamaki Makaurau at the moment. It's very busy. It's obviously, we're still trying to juggle the mahi that I do every day because I'm still a sitting councillor. So Tuesdays to Thursdays, we're in council chambers normally discussing issues for Tamaki Makaurau. And then on my days off, I'm out in the community campaigning right across our city.
Again, acknowledge your willingness to put your name forward as a mayoral candidate. Let's talk about youth homelessness. And I had a chat last week with Aaron Hendy from Kickback talking about a march down Queen Street, actually, over the weekend to highlight the plight of our rangatahi who are either couch surfing or doing it tougher than that. How might we tackle youth homelessness? It's a big issue. And what ideas do you have to address it, Kieran?
Look, the first thing is I was also in attendance at that march on the weekend, and it was heartbreaking to see and hear from our rangatahi, and especially those the stories shared for those real vulnerable rangatahi who have also committed suicide. You know, like all of those issues combined with youth housing, addictions, mental health issues, they're all wrapped up in this kaupapa that we're trying to address for our city. And we know that the numbers have doubled, which is not good enough. And we know that central government is taking away or selling a lot of our social housing in Tamaki Makaurau. So, you know, central government really need to put their hand up at the answers of what we need to look at going forward, because us as local government, we need to make sure that we're spearheading and raising these issues. So I'll be writing a letter today as an Auckland councillor and also as the lead of the Māori Outcomes portfolio, because we know that a lot of our rangatahi that are homeless would be Māori, and we need to be able to send a strong letter through to central government, to our Prime Minister, because I don't think our current mayor is going to. He was nowhere to be seen on the weekend, and that's my view as well, is that our current mayor is just out of touch with all of these social issues for our city. And being the mayor isn't just about managing the budget. You've got to be able to spearhead these issues for Auckland so that we get some results from central government and they're able to contribute to how we can address these issues going forward. So I'll be writing a letter to MPs today to look at this and to prioritise this for our city. And then also look at having any follow-up with the organisations that are currently involved to see what else we can be doing as Auckland Council.
Tēnā koe, Kieran. It feels to me as though we're getting constant but generic references to the construction of affordable housing. Affordable for whom? What does the word affordable mean? But I'm not hearing a lot of specific pūtea granted to address youth homelessness. Your thoughts, please.
Oh, look, I absolutely agree, and I know that there's a number of smaller organisations, Mahira Maihi from Mate Huruhuru, and as you say, Aaron, are doing great work in this space. The program that I have heard about with Mate Huruhuru is great because they provide a wraparound service for our rangatahi, which keeps them connected to our Māori, to our culture, and provides a lot of the additional support that we, that they require. So we do need to get more funding for the programs that are working, and central government need to address that. I mean, as local government, we can't, that's not our role to be putting pūtea into housing. There's one-off contributions, I know that have been made in the past for the likes of City Mission years ago when they first rebuilt the building there on Hobson Street. So I think there's opportunities where we can definitely partner But the long-term plan, we need a long-term plan for this in Auckland, because our population's growing, poverty is growing, and the cost of living and housing are probably the two biggest issues for our city. So we need to try and actually come up with a long-term tangible plan, because we don't want to see any of our rangatahi homeless. You know, there should not be any homeless people in our city, as far as I'm concerned, and we need to really push for a strong, clear plan on that.
Tēnā koe. So you're writing letters to the minister. What about the Auckland Council itself? How might you ensure that the council allocates sufficient resources to support homeless youth, particularly in the CBD, Corinne?
Yeah, I'm also going to have organise some meetings today with some of our directors, our leads of portfolios, Māori Outcomes portfolio director. I'll be having a kōrero with him to see what else we can be doing in that space. As I say, the difficulty in the past has been more around, you know, the projects being quite big and how we can kind of resource the pūtea towards that, because our budget has just recently been signed off, but we need to look at, even if we can do it in the future, you know, the long-term plan, the 10-year plan's coming up, and Māori Outcomes have a budget of 15 million there, so if there are opportunities for us to partner with other organisations and prioritise that more, then we need to definitely be looking at that.
Great talking with you again, Corinne. All the best with the mahi. And obviously, let's end up by just reminding those of you who are listening, particularly our pakeke, who might be in a position to talk with our rangatahi. It's not about who you vote for, but as pakeke, let's just remind our kids and nieces and nephews that it's part of their rights in this country. It's their democratic right to be enrolled to vote. How you vote, well, that's up to you. But, Karen, important that everyone has a say. Sadly, the response to local body elections pretty sluggish from Māori. So anything we can do to build that up, we will and are.
Oh, that's good.
So get on the roll. I'll talk to you another time, Karen. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us this morning.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi.